This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has rejected the statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours on Monday. He said that given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government processed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 1730 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting the people of Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Thiruvananthapuram from today. During her visit, the President will attend the Navy Day 2025 celebrations and witness the operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Roy has said government has decided to conduct census in 2027 and it will be held in two phases. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Roy said, in the first phase, house listing and housing census will be conducted from April to September next year, followed by second phase. He said, population enumeration will be done in February 2027 with reference date of 1st March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snow-bound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Then it will be done in September 2026 with reference date of 1st October 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Teerth yesterday. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey towards building a developed and superior India, with service and good governance as key priorities. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit to the Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian President will be on a two-day state visit to India from tomorrow to take part in 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Meanwhile, addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia, Dmitry Peskov, said that S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian president's visit. The Kremlin spokesperson stated that they are jointly looking for possibilities to increase imports from India to Russia.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab and central Maharashtra for the next 2 days. The weather agency has informed that Kerala, Nahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to receive heavy rainfall today. IMD has directed a total suspension of fishing operations over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal and along and off Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, south coastal Andhra Pradesh and north Sri Lanka coasts till today morning. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India currently lead the series by 1-0 after defeating the Proteas for 17 runs in the first ODI on Sunday. In the Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025, India will face Germany in the second pool match in Santiago, Chile today. Earlier on the Monday, India kicked off their campaign with a commanding 13-0 victory over Namibia, with Hina Banu and Kanika Subash scoring hat-tricks. The Indian team led by Jyoti Singh is drawn in Pool C along with Germany, Ireland and Namibia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.